Rave Radio.
This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my daily rants and raves. This is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we're doing a series of special podcasts because we have the Integrated Systems Europe show coming up next month in Amsterdam. And today I have a special guest. I'm joined by Soren Krimmergaard. He is the Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing for DNP. Everyone knows who DNP is, the screen company. But Soren, first of all, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks a lot, Gary. It was a pleasure.
Well, thank you. And I know that you're busy because you're less than a month away from heading to Amsterdam, and you're going to be exhibiting as you do every year, but this year you'll be in Hall 1 again in stand Q14. And
it's many years ago since we have been back in Hall 1. We've always been down in Hall 7, 8. Now we're back in Hall 1, so that's good.
Yeah, I think it's a much better location, and you're centrally located between the home AV and the commercial AV products. So I think it's a good location for you. And first of all, how excited are you about the ISE show?
Well, we are very excited because, now ISE is actually not the number one AV show. Has taken over the size from Infocom US. So it's a huge show where you combine both, let's say, commercial and residential segments. So, of course, we are very excited to see what we can do there. And also, ambient light. Everybody talks about ambient light, and our screens, they are natural and obvious choices for ambient light fighting.
Yeah, it's two big statements there. First of all, you're right. Over 51,000 people attended ISE last year, which made it the biggest audiovisual show in the world, and they'll break that record this year. And for years and years and years, screen manufacturers used to turn the lights off around their stands and around their booths at trade shows. And in your case, you want to see lots of light on because that's your expertise.
Yeah, that's true. And then, as you know, Gary, DNP has for years developed and produced optical projection screens for ambient light. And maybe we have been a little bit ahead of our time because we started back in, many years back, we started with optical rear projection screens, and then basically, back in 2004, we started with front projection screens, also fighting the ambient light. But at that time, nobody was prepared for let's say, those type of screens. Everybody tend to use typical conventional white screens material, maybe tinted a little bit. But nowadays, everybody looks after and are talking about this ambient light thing, and there we are actually proud to say that, well, we have the screen and we are the obvious choice if you look for such type of screen.
Yeah, actually, you invented that category. You're the company that entire category, and so you're the original. And no question. I think if companies that are integrators that are looking for screen companies, they're going to, especially if they're looking for rear screen applications, think DMP first. And for front screen, now that you have the ambient light rejection material that everybody else has emulated, then obviously you're the original. So tell me a little bit about what new stuff we can expect at ISE this year. Are you willing to tell me something new?
Yeah, we without going into too many details, because of course it should also be kind of a surprise and kind of happening for people when coming to visit our booth in Hall 1. But basically, we have, when we have ended the optical screen for rear projection and later on for front projection, it has always been with the typical lens throw ratio, rather long throw. But the market has been asking for short throw projectors and thus short throw screens. Again, being able to work in ambient light conditions. Now, finally, we have this short throw screen, optical short throw screen, which nobody else has in the market. And that would be one of the big things at ISE. And not only that we're showing this optical short throw screen, we're also showing an optical short throw screen which can make blend versions as well. So you can have multiple projectors hooked up. So that would be the big thing at IRC, seen from a projector and optical front screen prediction point of view.
And you'll also see a lot of DNP screens around the show floor and other people's stands as well, won't we?
Yeah, you will, because besides that, the DNP is marketing a unique DNP product portfolio via own global sales channels. We are at the same time also doing a lot of OEM business with the partners, projector partners, other screen manufacturers, where they have a need for, let's say, ambient light reflective screens. And of course, IRC does that. We are branding our own DNP product. We are, of course, also there because we have a lot of partners where we are a part of their product. And thus, this IRC is a, let's say, a unique window to network and meet other people and, of course, discover new opportunities.
Yeah, and so obviously you want people to not only see the screens that are around the show floor, and you'll be publishing, usually every year you publish a little, either a press release or you'll put something on your website where they can see the screens around the show floor, but you'd certainly want them to come by your stand in Hall 1, Q14 sure. is the stand number. And you'll have a good, you'll have a big team there. You'll have not only your you'll not only have your team from Europe, but you'll have some of your team from the United States as well. Correct?
Yeah, we have that. We have our president from our U.S. office, Randy Packman. He will be there as well, working in the booth. And the reason why he's actually coming over to IRC is also the fact that many Americans are coming to IRC nowadays because of its size. We saw that already last year, but this tendency is just growing.
I agree with you. I think you're going to see more. Even I think you'll see that number easily double in 2015.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah, and I think Randy's a great partner. I think you guys picked a great partnership there with what he's done in the past and his knowledge of rear screen applications is probably second to no one in North America. I mean, I think he knows more than anyone. So I think that's a great partnership for you. And so if I'm an integrator and I'm doing a project that uses a rear screen projection, or I've not really done that before, maybe I'm someone who's mostly focused on small meeting rooms and boardrooms and haven't had a chance to be exposed to DNP, what's the best way for me to find out more information, or who should I contact if I'm interested in becoming a dealer or an integrator for a DNP?
Well, the obvious choice is, of course, depending on where you're located in on the globe. If you're located in the U.S., of course, it's obvious to contact our U.S. local guys where they have a unique showroom, a facility where you can see all our screens live. At the same time, you can also go via our webpage where you have special contact forms where you can see all the areas with responsible persons in person with the photos and everything, with emails and telephone numbers. So you can just mail them or contact them, and they will be pleased to help you.
Yeah, and your site is dnp-screens.com. That's dnp-screens.com, and that's the place to start. You can actually get to both the North American and all the European information, and I'm sure you'll be leading with your Supernova XL. I assume we'll see a giant version of that.
Yeah, that's true, and that's actually also a product we are very excited about, and we will actually show that for the first time in public at IRC. And not only on our own booth, we'll also have some of our European partners showing it, and that we expect a lot of this product. And, you know, this product is basically designed for large venue applications, so that it will be great opportunity for us, and we believe the market has been waiting for such type of product for a long time, because, you know, again, we talk ambient light, and they are, that's the killer, especially in large conference room, meeting rooms applications.
And what about the STS? I mean, since this is a residential show as well, I mean, there are applications in commercial but also residential for the STS.
Yeah, the STS is we exhibit two types of STSs at our booth, and the STS, you know, is that's the optical front screen for short field protection, And this one is active. You're right. It's this type of screen is ideal for smaller meeting rooms, but at the same time is also ideal for residential use because, you know, this type of screen you can shoot either from below or from above. So it has the same multiple purposes. But the good thing is that it will fight ambient light.
Right.
And we have a lot of, let's say, partners needing, customers needing, and have problems with this type of situations.
So it's all going to be exhibited at stand 1, Q14, which basically means hall 1, stand number Q14.
That's true.
And again, you can go to dnp-screens.com. Soren, again, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I wish you the best of luck at ISC, and of course we will see each other there at the show in about a month, and we'll be doing a video cast launching and showing some of these products a little closer to the showtime.
It'll be great. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a great day. And that you've been listening to my daily rants and raves, and been interviewing Soren Kramer-Gard, Soren is the VP of Global Sales and Marketing for DNP, and again, they're the company that invented the first ambient light rejection screen material. So they'll be exhibiting at ISE, and we'll be bringing you more ISE podcasts as we get closer to the show. Thanks for listening.